Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. The kings of slander are here.
What up, people? This is King Germ, and this is the episode number 242 of Nappy Afro's Frocast, the best podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. Don't confuse us with them other fraud podcasts, that fake news, that sad podcast over there, the Fro Horseman, or any other podcast that you may see on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the original. This is the main event. This is the best one ever. And of course, I'm King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most slandered, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day. And to my left, I'm joined by the lovely, the graceful, the beautiful. Always got something to say, Queen Germ. Say hello to the people.
Hi, people.
That was the driest. No AKAs, no nothing. I'm trying to make a professional over here, people, but you know, she got crawled before she walked. You know, I know she's not used to being in front of millions and millions of people, but hey, you're here now. So what's been going on, Queen Germ? Everything been going all right?
Yeah, everything's been wonderful. Just gave a test yesterday. A few people cried. A couple of people rejoiced. But, you know, most of them were average, as expected.
That's what's up, man. Thank you for sitting in for Saul Wright this week. Saul Wright is handling some business. Actually, Saul Wright, he got caught outside the country due to Trump's Muslim ban. And Saul Wright was caught wearing a dashiki and all that shit. So they ain't let him back in the country. So, therefore, I had to call in my, what you call them people? Understudies. And you know, she's gonna come in, she's gonna represent, you know what I'm saying, for the ladies and for everybody else out there. Getting right into it, we got some news this week. We're gonna go ahead and start with the big news. Yesterday, February 1st, Black History Month. And speaking of Black History, a historic figure is now pregnant with twins. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Beyonce. Beyonce is having twins, and she announced yesterday on Instagram.
Historic, I guess.
I mean, if you listen to the people, yes, this is a big deal. Like, this is a big deal.
So she's the first person who's ever had twins?
I believe so.
I believe your mom's a twin.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, she's the first one I knew personally.
Nah. Beyonce is the first person to have twins.
Go figure.
Now, people, you know, we laugh and joke and everything. Like, you know, the conspiracy theorists are already out. People are saying this is her first pregnancy because nobody believes she had their first baby. They believe it was a surrogate, and who knows if she's going to really have these babies now. But Beyonce's having twins. Hopefully, it's a boy and a girl. It's probably going to be a boy and a girl, knowing them, because Beyonce and Jay-Z probably paid money to have this done, because come on, let's be honest, people just not having twins. Doc, I see you looking up information over there. Are twins that common?
No. 3.2% of the population, due to the University of Texas survey. So they're not that popular. So those of you who have aspirations of becoming parents of twins, get your work in.
Get your work in. Just because your mama a twin, or your uncle was a twin, or your grandma was a twin, don't mean you're going to have twins. And I saw a lot of pressure being put on a lot of guys yesterday.
If your last name Israel, you might have twins. But yeah.
Maybe. And we do have a couple sets of twins. We do got a lot of twins in the family, but I don't know who these Israel people are that you're talking about. But hey, you know. Anyway, as I was saying... See, that's why we can't make her a professional. She over here leaking governments and shit.
I'm supposed to know that's what y'all do on the show?
I mean, I don't use my real name. I don't use your real name. You're Queen Germ. That's not your real name.
Nah.
All right, then. But anyway, it's a lot of Israels out there. Everybody's going to own the Hotep shit. So, you know, I made it change my last name. Anyway, getting back to it. No, we're not still. We don't edit over here. Team no edit.
Okay.
No. Well. Fuck facts, be funny. That's how we look at it. And yeah, I'm sitting here joined by Princess, who's destroying my setup I got going over here. But anyway, getting back to Beyonce and the twins. Saw a lot of pressure being put on. I seen a lot of girls making posts yesterday about they want twins now because Beyonce having twins. And, you know, people all hype about Beyonce's pregnancy, like they're going to get invited to the baby shower and shit. Beyonce's not inviting y'all to the baby shower. Beyonce won't let y'all touch her kids, okay? So calm down, all you people that's Beyonce crazy. I got something coming up for y'all later in the Keep It 100. Don't worry about that. Hold tight. King Jerm will bring it to you. But, so you don't think this is a big deal?
Oh, no. I've had two children already.
But you didn't have twins.
It don't matter.
You didn't have...
I'm just saying.
You don't have a child named Blue Ivy.
And Blue Ivy is... Oh, yeah, that is a good child name.
Yeah, Blue Ivy probably about six now, I think. Because it was been a long time ago they had that baby. So, you know. Anyway. So, let's rejoice. Hopefully...
I wish them the best.
I wish them the best. Hope you have a healthy delivery if you're really having these babies this time. Because, some people still don't believe you had Blue Ivy. Everybody,
I'm one of them.
Everybody saw the folded stomach picture. And, you know, pregnant stomachs don't fold. They don't do nothing. So, yeah.
True.
You can't, you know, if you had twins this time, you better have some stretch marks or something, Beyonce. I ain't gonna lie.
You better have a damn video.
Yeah, yeah. You just have to prove to everybody these kids. You gonna have to put this on Snapchat, stream it on Facebook Live or something. Make a TV show about it.
Yeah.
But you need to have these fucking babies for real. And, you know, let people know so we can quit calling you a fraud. I mean, you know, you got far in life to be a high school dropout. I must say that. But, you know, but like I said, I'm not going to down on you now because I got some shit coming later for all y'all Beyonce lovers. But, yeah, congratulations to J&B, you know, the royal couple, the second most famous black couple, third most famous black couple. You know what I'm saying? Me and Queen Jern be first, then Michelle and Barack, and then Beyonce and Jay.
Okay, so,
you know. Yeah, no, all right, go. So, you know, healthy delivery, whatever. Jay, you need a son. If you had two more girls, Jay, you're a failure, all right?
Really?
Yes. Jay-Z needs a son.
This is the United States of America. We don't put...
But no, he needs a son for his namesake, for his heir. Like, you can't have all daughters, nigga, because the Carter name dies.
Not really. Jay-Z got to take on a new last name, but yeah, I feel
well, yeah. Well, Jay-Z was about to take on his wife last name.
Yes.
Cause her daddy didn't have no sons.
That's not his problem.
Exactly. But, you know, that's another story for another day. Moving along.
We digress.
Got some trashy news right here. A teacher in Dallas, Texas, she was arrested for having sex with one of her students.
How old was he?
At the time, he was like 13 or 14.
Ooh.
But this is where the twist goes. She was still having sex with the boy, and she started receiving text messages saying that if she don't pay X amount of dollars and drop money off at this spot, I'm going to expose you to the teachers and stuff, I mean, to the school. So her being a dumbass, she started dropping off money at these spots and, you know, not knowing that the person blackmailing her was the person she was still currently fucking.
Also, the little boy was.
The little boy, he would call her from different numbers and say, hey, put $1,000 here, $500 here, whatever how much money he needed, you know, at the time. And so she was, you know, milking all her assets, getting cash, with payday loans and all type of shit to make this shit happen. So it came up to the tune of $28,000. Because she was scared she was going to lose her job or go to jail. But guess what? She did lose her job and she's going to jail. For the same thing she was paying not to happen. And guess how they got caught? The boy mama is the one, because she was wondering, like, how's my son having all this money? Like, how is it possible? Like, he's coming through with new Yeezys. He buying all big bags of dro and buying liquor and all kinds of stuff. So mama was like, yo, she found the phone, seen the text message, called the school up, and bam. You know, there it was. The investigation on, and the teacher cracked. She told the truth, you know, came clean. She was probably just happy to stop being extorted by a kid, but I don't know. I mean, do you give props to the kid or do you, like, shame him? Because
both of them wrong.
I mean, both of them wrong.
If he had enough sense to say, I'm plotting against this lady to get some money, he wasn't being taken advantage of except for the fact that she was using their interaction in the school for this whole introduction and how they got intimate or whatever. Mm. But she looked... like, she green and probably looking for love. I don't know.
I don't understand this. Like, it's a lot of, like, stuff going on with these teachers and these students. I mean...
there's a lot of fucked up people out here in the world.
Now, Queen Jerm, I hear that you are a teacher.
I am one of the best.
But so you don't deal with underage kids, I take it.
I don't deal with students.
You deal with adults.
That, Yes, I do. But I don't deal with students in that fashion.
Let's say one of your students was getting extra fresh on you, and it just, you know, let's say this is Germ Queen. This is your opposite person. We use this on the Frocast, like, I would be Germ King.
Your alter ego.
Alter ego is Saul White and Germ King. These are people that we're not.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say Germ Queen was having a relationship with one of her students, and it turned into blackmail. How would that play out?
I don't think it would ever happen to me or my alter ego, just because of the fact that...
Alter ego in here. Alter egos are not as smart as your current ego.
Yeah, but even if my alter ego wanted to do something like that, dealing with college students, I mean, we all grown. So what you going to blackmail? Because it happens at my university all the time. So I'm thinking if I chose to do that, nobody would flip the script to that part.
They might.
But even if they did... I guess I wouldn't really sweat it. I wouldn't be paying nobody no money.
Mm.
I'd be like, and then if you own my roster at that time, you would get an F out my class for even trying me like that.
So, but then now you're going to spark the flames then.
Nah.
Because he's going to be like, yo, she only did this because I was, you know, I landed.
In retaliation.
I stopped giving her that pipe. So she got mad and gave me F in her class when I should have been getting a B.
Yeah, my alter ego don't keep no paper trails either. So I make sure that test super hard if I got to fail everybody with your ass.
Mm.
Everybody gonna get this F if that's what it got to be. So you ain't got to worry about it. We gonna make sure we gonna be like, you know, the company and make sure that everything is seamless.
That was a Prison Break reference for y'all that didn't catch that. But okay. So this teacher here, and then like she copped to it. She was having sex like last month with a student. Like this,
not the same guy.
It might have been the same guy.
I hope it was for her.
But like I said, the whole time he was the one. He was still fucking her and blackmailing at the same time. Like, that's genius.
Yes,
but it's still homemade, because listen.
I feel like his people already knew about it. The moment of
Mama had to know, because the way she looked a little rough around the edges. Like, you know, like, look, my son 13. Yeah, my son 13. He started, like, if he go too long without asking me for money, I know something up.
If he come in the house with a burger...
Yeah.
Like, and I know I ain't give him $5.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask some questions.
So as a parent, she was like, well, he'll be gone for days, and I didn't know. I worried about him. And I don't know. I really think mom was in on it, because there's no way your kid could come up on $28,000, a teenager, $28,000, and you don't know nothing about it? And then she tells me, I think he was using money for drugs. You think? And this mama got tattoos. And I'm not saying nothing bad about people with tattoos, but we do pass judgment on people with tattoos.
Do you?
Yes, we do. If you got tattoos on your neck, that screams minimum wage worker. You know,
You can be a rapper or an athlete.
That's a minimum wage worker. A rapper is a minimum wage worker. You think about the amount of time you put in a rap compared to the money you get, that's minimum wage. You know what I'm saying? Because unless you making it big, you know, then, you know, you can do what you want to do then. But if you're just an average nigga with a tattoo on your neck, you're working for a wage. Simple as that. And so the mom, you know, she looked like she knew what was going on. You know, I don't know why she stopped the money train. Maybe old boy fronted on her and wasn't giving no money. So she's like, I'm going to tell Enrico about you stealing with your teacher shit. You give me $500 because, you know, come on, bills pay. Oh, mom, I got a cable bill this month. Whoa, you know, how? Like, you know what I'm saying? So... Mama had to know something. I just don't believe that. I'm not buying it. Sorry. Teacher of Texas.
Yeah. She looked desperate. I mean, she's a decent looking lady, but she got that look on her face like, yeah, that's her.
At what point in your life do you feel like a 14-year-old, like, I mean, really, like, what's up with these teachers, man? I mean, maybe he was bigger than your average 14-year-old, but at the end of the day, you're still 14. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the appeal to these teachers? These older adults have with, like, sleeping with the younger men.
I don't know. She's only 27, but I just feel like, I mean, she obviously has some problems.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to, you know, think about the psychological state of these people.
Yeah, because it's your job. Like,
I mean, and this was a kid. Like,
yeah.
You are 13 years older than this person. So I'm not understanding what the hell y'all got in common. I mean, me and my...
Besides us going to the same place every day? Me working and you going to school? Nothing?
Yeah, nothing. It ain't enough for us to be like end up with our clothes off.
Like, teacher, okay, she fucked up when she started being friends with the kids on Kick and Instagram and all that shit. That's where you fuck up at.
Oh.
you got to keep your personal and your professional lives separate when you're a teacher. Yeah. Like, you just can't, there's no need for me to talk to y'all on y'all little social media sites. Because A, you start finding out stuff about me, and B, I start finding out stuff about you. If I'm a teacher, you don't need to see what I do on the weekend. You just need to know what I do Monday through Friday during the hours of school. Outside of school, it doesn't concern you at all. So now you're friends with these kids. Oh, Miss whatever, like to turn up. I seen her picture on the gram. She like to do. So then they're going to try you in a different way. Because they see you in a different light. Like, oh, Miss Tran like to turn up. I don't know if there's a name. I just made it up because she looked like a Tran. But not Tran, but never mind.
That was more racist than that, sexist.
Her name is Sandy Dome. Yeah. Thou Sandy Dome. So I take that back. Anybody last name Tran that I offended there?
One of them on my roster. But go ahead.
Yeah, so you know. But yeah, I just it's just ridiculous though. So teacher in Texas, man, tighten up, man. You can't be out here screwing the people kids, man. That's just not cool. Not cool at all, man. Like, I don't get it. I just don't. Like, let me ask you a question. Hypothetical. Let's say our son was involved in a relationship with one of his female teachers, older teacher. How would you feel about that?
I would feel I would be very disappointed in the fact that that had occurred.
Are you pressing charges?
No.
You're not pressing charges, even though your son was sexually assaulted.
He wasn't sexually assaulted unless he tells me he was sexually assaulted. We're not going to assume that.
But I mean,
I have a good relationship with my children.
I have a friend that says it's not rape if your dick get hard. He said a girl can't rape a dude if your dick get hard. I was like, he's like, because you gotta
want it at some point.
Because you just can't stick it in soft. So, you know what I'm saying? So he was just like, nah. You,
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, that's wrong. So you saying.
I kind of agree with that. Just saying.
I tell you.
I mean, something had to be stimulated for it to get an erection. So
I mean, but he 13, 14 don't take much. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but if you scared, I don't think your body is going to be in that. I don't know.
I mean, I wonder about.
I mean, this. I don't. But
I mean, I've never been in a situation where I thought. I mean, thank God, I've never had any attractive teachers. Never. So this thought never crossed my mind. Like, ooh, I want never. So I don't know what the...
But it's becoming too common.
Yeah, I mean, you got teacher bay at the schools now. You got all these teachers that you know, they want to defy the odds of what teachers look like now versus what they look like then. So maybe it's just different. And
some people just, they about it the wrong way. Because I come from generations of teachers and how we feel about the whole education process. We more like mothers and aunties than we trying to be somebody bay. That ain't never coming up.
Yeah, because I just don't see how I could get, like, I don't think a young person could sweep me off my feet. Mm-mm. Like, with no, especially like.
I mean, and I can understand if the lady said she just got out of school and she was 22, 21, and the boy was a senior in high school.
Yeah, but we talking about middle school. Like these.
But you talking about a damn 13-year-old who probably don't even wash on a regular basis.
Exactly.
And you talking about you doing
14,
it to him?
He was 14 or 15. He was
still,
he was,
don't
he was
wash.
A super middle school student.
Don't wash.
Yeah.
We ain't got the basics down paid, but y'all screwing. Something wrong with her.
She
something's definitely
up.
Wrong with
she
her.
She came and scooped them up, took them to the park, and they had sex in the car. See, that shit like that, like, you too old to be doing that. Like, you don't, you doing high school
so
shit.
She ain't got no house?
That's, I mean, maybe she didn't, you know, I don't know. Like, what? Why was you picking them up, y'all going to have sex in the car? Like, you just real, you know what I'm saying? That's like real, like, you was on their level then. Like, that's what kids do.
Yeah.
Grown folks don't be fucking in cars. Like, no, we either going to go to your house, my house, or we get in the room. House. You know what I'm saying? But this shit right there.
I'm too big to be fucking in a car.
Exactly. And so, you know, so she something might be wrong with her mentally. Maybe she wasn't hugged enough as a child. I don't know, but
I mean,
she all fucked up
now. Her nickname's Sandy. So
yeah,
they,
Sandy, that's her American name.
Oh, that's what it's supposed to be.
You know how they do that shit. Told you I met her. The foreigners. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is a slander free zone. Anybody can catch it. Anybody. We don't stop. But yeah, and it's just crazy. So Sandy, get your life together. You're probably never gonna teach again.
Probably.
Yeah, you ain't gonna teach again. Hopefully you ain't gonna do too much time, you know what I'm saying? But you know, cause you wasn't 100%, you was wrong, but you know, you weren't 100% wrong. You was more stupid than wrong. How about that? Yeah. That sounds a lot better.
Because I'm sure this boy is high-fiving and...
No, I mean, hey, not no more because ain't no more money coming in. Niggas looking at him like, you stupid. Like, you dumb. Like, your mama... Like, niggas is bad to him now. He was the money train. Like, anybody was hitting him up like, yo, man, I need $200. Yo, they probably wouldn't need him sometime. It was probably his friends like, yo, I got that teacher number. I'm going to hit her up. I need $300. Drop it off here. So it probably wasn't all him. Some of his friends probably was doing it too. She was just dropping off money everywhere. He probably mad. Like, dang, I ain't get all that. You know, niggas is grimy these days. But enough about a teacher in Texas. Moving along. Let's keep it in Texas. This week, everybody know about the Trump ban and all that. The Muslim ban or whatever you want to call it.
Did you say President Trump?
President Trump. Your President Trump.
Yes, my president.
He had his little Muslim ban this week where he signed some executive order. 7 countries, they didn't have terrorists or whatever. He put some
Saudi
kind of...
Saudi Arabia on there?
No, Saudi Arabia is not on there. Saudi Arabia or Egypt is on there. But all the countries surrounding them is on there. So you got
interesting.
Syria.
Sudan.
Sudan. Yemen. And all them it's like 7 countries. But anyway, so that caused a lot of shit. I'm not going to go into it. That's all right, Lane. He know all about the political shit. You know me. I don't try to uplift the community at all. But funny thing came about this man. Kirk Franklin was on Twitter, and he tweeted, "I am a Christian who would rather sit at the table with a Muslim brother than ban him from a home that wasn't originally mine." Hey, that's pretty deep by Kirk Franklin. You know, he just letting them know, like, look, I ain't got nothing against the Muslims, man. Like, this some bullshit. As a Christian, we should extend the hand even if he is a Muslim, right? So somebody named the History Carper, at History Carper, he said, "At Kirk Franklin, I trust you will be leaving your doors unlocked tonight. Oh, and your brothers want to know if you have a daughter." Kirk Franklin, Savage Comment of the Year 2017. This was when January 29th, 2017 at 11:24 in the morning, Kirk Franklin dropped this bomb on Twitter. He said, "At History Carper, yes, I have a daughter and the ability to protect her. Please come so I can have a reason to introduce you to it in Jesus' name."
Oh, yes. Gots to love it.
Kirk Franklin said, "Don't let this Bible fool you, boy. Like, I ain't like..." I'm from Texas. Everybody in Texas got a gun. So... That was...
I like that.
The nigga said, "In Jesus' name, I will introduce you to..." That was the most polite shit. But he said some hood street shit. But then he brought all his followers that fuck with him because he a Christian. He threw that "in Jesus' name" in, and it made everything all right. So shout out to Kirk Franklin, man. Let niggas know, like, yeah, you come fuck with my daughter if you want to, nigga. I got this 4.5, this AR-15. Like, y'all don't understand. People have fucking... like baby armories in their house.
Yeah.
Like, they have a lot of weaponry. Like, like I said, there's more guns than people in the United States. I mean, we got 300 million some people, 400 million people in the United States. So let us know how many guns is here. If we got more guns than people. So we got enough guns for everybody to get one. And trust me, people got way more than that share. And I'm pretty sure Kirk Franklin does. Because he rich. And, you know, like guns. I mean, you just get to that point in your life where you just start buying guns. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas just like them grown man toys, but they will fucking kill your ass. Queen Jermaine's about to go get her gun. She sure is. In the next month or so. We're going to start going to the gun range, having fun. Bow, bow, bow. Nice little couples therapy. You know what I'm saying?
Then once we get it down paid, we're going to teach the kids.
Maybe. Speaking of taking kids to the videos. Taking kids to the gun range. Saw this video of this little country kid, man. He was shooting this rifle. Matter of fact, I'm going to play it right now because this shit is so funny. Where is he at? It was kind of cute and funny. Can I say that?
I guess. I mean, it's a kid.
Yeah, it is a kid, man. But, you know, I mean, times these days.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
What you got going this time, Anthony? Yeah, what are you shooting?
Twelve gauge number two shot, 3-inch.
All right. Let's check it out and see how well you can hit with it. Mountain Dew jug, which one?
Right there.
The right or left?
Right.
One on the right. Okay. Whenever you're ready. Dang, that got a little kick to it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know which one's better, double up buck or don't two.
Okay. All right. Time to reload some of these.
So country.
Yeah, he is super country.
It was, I don't know what that right number one. No, Ronnie couldn't even tell what he said, but it was funny, though. Well, yeah, man. Anyway, so yeah, little man, hey, everybody else shoot, teach their kids to shoot guns at a young age. We just saw that, man. You know, as long as you're doing it safe, you know, you need to learn how to handle a gun. But, you know, who knows, am I ready for that? Moving along. This is from The Death Would Be Easy. Some rapper named, let me see what his name was. Rapper from Wisconsin. He goes by the name of Syringe.
Syringe.
Syringe. Like, you know, Syringe. Syringe.
Okay.
He made a rap song. And the name of the song is A. And I know, nah, you're thinking like, okay, sounds like any other title for a song. Nah, this entire song, he just says A the whole song. Nothing else. Nothing else but A.
And this is the only song he's ever made?
This is, I mean, shot a video and everything, because, like, he really going for it with this one. Like, I don't understand. But let me see if we can play a little bit on the show. Can we? Technical difficulties here. Let's see. Let's try to watch it on YouTube, maybe.
He's from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. That's where they do it in, Wisconsin. No thanks. What's this YouTube red, people? Y'all, I mean, people want you to pay for YouTube now. YouTube been free since ever. Now they want you to pay for YouTube. Man, they ain't going somewhere with that, man. I'm not paying for YouTube. But check it out, people. Picture people. The song's 2 minutes and 28 seconds long. We went about 50 seconds and you get the gist of it. He's gonna say A the rest of the song. That's it. Beat goes, but just not saying nothing. And if this catches on, that's gonna let everybody know that you're
that's acceptable.
That's, you're an idiot if you like the song. Let's be honest. He's not saying anything, not nothing.
I can freestyle on that though.
I mean, it sounds like a start of a long-ass intro. Like, I'm waiting for a nigga to really spit some bars. Like, you went 4-6 bars in with an intro, let the beat ride. You, hey, and I'm just, it seemed like you just gonna see a nigga just come in and spit something, but no. Nigga, that's keep it. Hitting you with the A's. A, 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 A. Y'all part of the problem, man. Speaking of part of the problem, this whole weekend, past week, rather, I've been listening to a lot of Migos' album. I listened to the album. I think it's called Culture or some shit like that. I mean, on a Migos scale, it's not bad. The beats go. Some of the lyrics, you know, they got a good flow. You know what I'm saying? Lyrical content, you know, you don't listen to the Migos for lyrical content, so you can't get mad at them for not giving you bars, but them niggas got a nice little flow. The beats go. You know, it ain't not your head, so check that album out, you know what I'm saying? But don't got to turn your hip-hop ears off when you listen to it because you'll be disappointed. But other than that, I mean, it's all right. Also, listen to 21 Savage songs this weekend just to get a kind of grasp of what kind of cat he was. And he's very ignorant. Very, very ignorant. Listen to that song, some song X, him and Future. I think they said it's his top song or whatever, the most popular song. Then I listened to that all other kind of songs. And, you know, by seven songs in, I felt like I, you know, I don't know, man. I felt stupid. You know what I'm saying? And I had to turn it off because I was playing my son in Madden. I was losing. And I blamed the music. Because as soon as I switched the music to some Outkast, I ended up whooping his ass. You know, shout out to Prince Jerm. Nigga just got his mouth had surgery on his mouth, man. He back there recovering. He's going to live. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully it'll slow him down eating one day. It won't. Yeah. He probably
asked me about what time can he eat.
Exactly. Man got stitches and everything in his mouth, and he worrying about throwing food in it. Boy, that's, hey, man, he's the realest dude alive, man. He don't care, man.
When it comes to food.
Yeah, he love food, man. But, yeah, other than that, man, everything's been going good with the music-wise. Some new stuff come out this week. SZA, S-Z-A, I don't know. I'm just reading shit here. Don't mind me. But yeah, check out what new music come out. You're not gonna get it from me because you know I don't do new music. I listen to it sporadically. Let's get back to the outline. Barkley and LeBron. Have you seen what's been going on between them this week?
Nah, bro.
Well, okay. Basically, Charles Barkley came out on TV and said LeBron had been real whiny all last week because LeBron, you know. LeBron's 30-plus years old, and he's starting to see mortality, you know what I'm saying, his career. He's getting old, you know what I'm saying? Numbers say once you get to a certain age, you know, your wins start going down. So LeBron looks over in the Western Conference and see that Golden State Warriors have a fucking all-star team assembled. And he knows what it took to beat them last year without Kevin Durant. So LeBron had to damn near average a triple-double just to even – keep them boys in the game. You know what I'm saying? So now they added Kevin Durant. So LeBron feel like this. Hey, we need to do more. We got an open roster spot. Let's fill it. Let's do something. I need some players here. I need some help. So Barkley goes on TV, all LeBron whining. You the defending champion. Champion's not supposed to whine. Blah, 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 blah. You know, Barkley being Barkley. So Shaq kind of like jumped in early and said, well, first of all, Charles, he's trying to go back to back. You don't know nothing about going back to back. So he does that. And then, you know, finally LeBron spoke out and was like, listen, man, I've been in the league 14 years and carried my team. I ain't never been in no trouble. He said, he's a student of the game, you know what I'm saying? He get tired of, like, Barkley, you know, he said Barkley always got something to say, and he ain't the one to ever spit at a kid, threw somebody through a window, had unpaid gambling debts in Vegas, had missed All-Star Saturday because he was gambling, up all night gambling, you know what I'm saying? And he never said he wasn't a role model. Like, LeBron, like, yo, I ain't never had no issues, so why you coming for me? Which I get. Like, LeBron, like, yo, nigga, like, you always got something to say. But I think LeBron was doing it more for everybody in the league. Because Barkley sit up there on TV and talk shit about everybody. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, everybody, that's his little, you know, that's what he do. But, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You don't do that against LeBron. Like, LeBron is, like, one of the ones, like, you can always look at, like, yo, the nigga, LeBron, he married his high school sweetheart. LeBron, like. I mean, he probably got some shit with him, but we don't know nothing about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? All we know, the worst thing you say about LeBron, oh, he made a decision on TV and he want to have a stacked team. What's wrong with that? That's the way of the league now. Yeah. Everybody got a super team. It ain't like that. One nigga is carrying the whole team no more. It's not like that no more. So that's, you know, people are like, well, them old niggas need to shut the fuck up because it's a whole new way of fucking basketball. Like, it's not like it was when Barkley was in the league. It ain't like it was when Oscar Robertson was in the league. It's different now. Them niggas need to understand that. Y'all niggas not even playing. So shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, he could have criticized anybody else. But don't criticize LeBron, man. LeBron is like, stop it.
LeBron said he's a hater.
Yeah, LeBron said Barkley just a hater. He's being real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, like, the niggas that think Barkley was right in this situation is wrong. Like, LeBron was frustrated. He just came off the worst month of his career life, like, wins and losses. Like, he was frustrated. And he was just like, yo, shit. I need more. They like, yo, Barkley's like, everything you got, everything you wanted, you done got. You wanted this, you got it, all that. Well, you know, what more? Nigga, fuck that. I know what it took to win last year. They done added more pieces. We need to do something else. Like, we can't beat them with the same team we had. Like, just add Kyle Korver, not going to do it. We need some more people. So I see where LeBron going with it, man. But, you know, fuck Barkley. You know what I'm saying? I used to like him when he was a player. But as I got as an adult, man, I mean, I appreciate what he does and everything. But he is a fucking hater, man. Barkley is a fucking hater, man. He up there looking real bitter. Like, LeBron got more rings than you got, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Deezy said a nigga look like a, he said a sad chicken nuggets. Oh, shit, man. But yeah. Oh, that's enough about Barkley and LeBron, man. Because, you know, everybody know, man, you don't take shots at the Kane. No, man. LeBron is like almost slander free, man. Let's see. That's 1, 2, 3. Oh, did we talk about the preacher down here?
Don't do that.
Did we talk about it?
If we want to talk about gospel, we can talk about some gospel music. Good gospel album that y'all can check out.
Whoa.
Would be Brian Courtney Wilson, Worth Fighting For. Awesome. Every single song inspires you. Now, since you want to slander the church, at least I can give
you something. I'm not slandering the church. I'm talking about this guy. Okay.
This guy is a jerk.
Okay, this guy is a...
He does not represent
the majority of us. Pastor down here, what's the name of the church?
I don't know. We're not going to give out no names if we're not giving out no cities and no governments. His name is
Jermaine...
Simmons.
And he's the... You know, it's a big time Baptist church down here, you know. And he's married with one child, and he was going to talk business with one of his parishioners by the name of, what's her name? Like, it's like a Carlethea, like Carlethea Stevens or something. No, Clay Misha. Yeah, that's what it was. Clay something Stevens. It was something like that. So he was going to meet with her to talk about. Opening up a business and everything, patents and all that.
You opening know, up what?
Some kind of business, yeah. So during the midst of them talking business, the business talks ended up in one of the oldest kids' bedrooms, and they were having sex. So at the time, one of her kids was sick at school, and the school was trying to get in touch with her to call her. She wouldn't answer the phone. You know why she wouldn't answer the phone? Because old pastor had in the buck position. He probably was hitting the missionary. You know what I'm saying? How pastors do. He probably wasn't doing nothing too crazy. He probably kept it, you know what I'm saying, according to the gospel.
You screwing in my child room? Yeah. You doing something?
Yeah, but he probably kept it, you know. So they end up calling her husband, who was probably a hard-working, honest man, good man. Never, you know what I'm saying, just work all day long. And, you know what I'm saying, his boss man called him and was like, hey, you got a call from your kid's school, your kid's sick. And he was just like, well, call my wife because, you know, I'm at work providing for my family. I'm working hard here. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting in all my time, you know. I really don't get to see my family because I'm working. And but boss man, would it be okay if I leave and go pick my kid up from school? And boss man said, yeah, Jimmy, buddy, better get your ass back here, man, because you got things to do. And he said, well, yes, sir, boss. I'll be back as soon as I can. So this good, hardworking Christian man goes and picks his son up from school and brings his son home to find the pastor at his house. Not praying, but playing with his old lady. Butt naked. He goes to the room, gets a gun, says, I'm going to kill y'all. Pastor get nervous, runs up out the house butt ass naked. No, this is not a scene for Friday. This is that damn pastor running up out the house. Seems like I told the story on last week's episode, but I don't know. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I can't remember.
I wasn't here last week.
Yeah. So, exactly. Just seen. Anyway, so pastor runs about the house. Butt naked. Hide in the bushes, whatever. Police come. You know what I'm saying? The man upset.
Trying to kill him.
Yeah. The man leaves with the pastor clothes, wallet, car keys, and say he gonna drop the clothes off to the church and expose this man and go come to church on Sunday and speak because, you know, that Sunday was pastor's anniversary. So, you know, they arranged to get the man clothes back, all that good stuff. But the funny part to me is was Sunday when, you know, pastor didn't step down. Sunday come around, he spoke at the church. He asked the church for their forgiveness, and which I don't understand why, because he said he already been forgiven by God. So why I need to ask y'all niggas? God forgave me. Fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not bigger than God, but hey, what do I know?
But he was concerned about them. He wasn't concerned about the rest of the city because he said he wasn't the rest of the city pastor.
Yeah, I'm not the rest of the city pastor. I'm y'all pastor. And I hate I put y'all on the spot where y'all had to defend me. Nigga, I wouldn't be defending shit. If I would have came in, like, listen, man. That if I would have been a member of that church and I found out that shit, that would have been the last day I've been a member of that church. I would have walked out. I would have made a scene up in that Sunday. Oh, this some bullshit. And I would have walked the fuck up out of there. And they would have put me out too. But his little apology was horrible.
And arrogant.
Then they had music in the background. That was the funny part about it. How you gonna have a hype man doing your apology, my nigga?
He ain't care because it wasn't genuine, number one. And if it was the first time the nigga got caught screwing around, then maybe somebody would have thought this was authentic. This was genuine. This was real. This man didn't care. This is at least your third time that the public knows that you done had something going on. Mm. I mean, and I just had somebody telling me about a situation a couple of days ago as to how you were supposed to have been praying over a married couple. You went with the wife, the soon-to-be wife of this person, and took her out to eat. And before long, you asking the lady, all right, now, where we finna go? And she confused, trying to figure out what you mean. You supposed to be giving me, guidance on how to have a good Christian union with my husband, and you trying to slide with me before I get married.
Damn! Oh, that nigga need to die.
So he Grammy.
So he done somebody. He done hit somebody old lady before they married. Oh, man,
yeah, that nigga got getting them. He getting them all.
That nigga got the
So that's what I'm saying. He got too much going on. So that nigga don't care. He is preying on people in their weakest times. Yep. That man don't care nothing about nobody. And he was supposedly in a relationship with a woman he got caught screwing.
Said they were messing around for like 2 years because they said the husband knew. He knew they had been messing around. He caught him. You know what I'm saying? So
and she's stupid. And she deserves, if anybody need to get shot, she need to get shot because you can't bring nobody to your house. Then you screwing in your child bedroom. That's just nasty on every level. Mm. That don't even make no sense. You're going to bring somebody home. Then you're going to screw in your child bed or child room, whatever the case may be. The pastor making all that money down there and he can't take you out to the room? Mm. Shit, you could at least get the little crackhead spot.
That's her.
Oh, yeah. She looked grimy. Yeah, she looked grimy now. And he looked about, he looked questionable. Mm. I'm not sure if he really liked women. I think he just messing with women because he's trying to hide the fact that he liked men.
I told you all the pastors look a little gay, though.
Not all of them.
Most of them got that.
That's why I like to go to the church where you got a kind of seasoned pastor. I can't be in no congregation if my pastor under 40.
Yeah, I don't want no new.
You got to be old.
Yeah. You got your hoeing days got to be way.
Yeah, back. Out your system.
Cause these niggas these days are too. They want to be everywhere now. And you know what I'm saying? That's what get them caught up. Like shit, crazy, bro. Like nah, man. So. Yeah, man, that's messed up.
And the ones that's on underneath there, they shoulder fight you about their pastor now.
Yeah, that's I don't understand why people get so like aggressive about it. Like, nigga, but like I said,
he's only human. Yeah, he's human, but he answered and accepted the calling. And if you believe that, then you are held to a higher standard. You ain't me. Mm-hmm. You ain't the nigga that's just coming to church.
Exactly. I ain't go to seminary school. No. I ain't the one that made the.
Uh-uh. You didn't accept that calling.
He ain't called me. So, that's what they say. You know, God came to you and said, this is what you're supposed to do.
And if that's what you're supposed to do with your life, you're supposed to act like it. Mm-hmm. And if you know that the devil going to be at you 10 times harder because you say that you're the chosen one, you're supposed to be a man of the cloth, then that means you need to keep yourself out of spots that's going to be a temptation. Mm. But you run around here, I mean, threefold cases that people done said that you done been with them, it don't make no sense.
Poor wife, she just sitting back.
And she's stupid. She's stupid.
I told you, but in that house, she probably like, yo, nigga, you can't say shit to me, nigga. Like, fuck you, nigga.
She better be.
We married just for the show, nigga. Like, I got my man coming around here, too. Like, you know, it's just, but I mean, I guess
she sat up there like she was, supporting him and sitting right next to him. And he's sitting in them people church lying to them. That damn pulpit should have caught on fire.
If that pulpit didn't catch on fire, y'all best stop that guy gonna strike you down, man. Cause he ain't strike that nigga down. He was lying big time. Like his ass should've sparked on that stage. Oh, what the
some candle. You ain't had no candles lit up in that church to fall over
man,
or nowhere.
Look, that man had a hype man, though. Had a man. Like this is an apology.
And then some of the stuff he was cracking little jokes in. Yeah. Like, he really wasn't even serious.
Yes. Like, he was still was cracking jokes.
You cracking jokes, but somebody had you running down the street naked.
Yep.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, as Kirk Franklin say, man. Well, let's see. We talked about that. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, yeah. Keep it 100, man. Since we covered all the topics, anything you want to talk about this week before we get into it? Any TV talk?
I'm loving Prison Break.
Still binging Prison Break over here, people. Loving. TV talk. Yeah.
I just really got into it. Because before I was doing it for you. Now I'm really loving that show.
Cool. That's what's up. It's a good show, people. Check it out. We on season 2 right now.
I don't watch a lot of TV anyway, so.
She doesn't. But I do. And this week was crazy for me because I had a lot of shows I had to catch up on this week. I didn't get to watch Black King because I knew Saul Wright wasn't going to be on the show. So I ain't even watched that yet. But I did watch Homeland, and it was boring, be honest with you, people. This season of Homeland, I mean, it's better, but it's still boring. I found myself, like, almost nodding off. Friday Night Tights was fucking awesome, as it always is. The Hurt Family is living up to their name. They are the Hurt Family. The Texas Storm went against the 210 Outlaws this week. Fucking, they called the game at halftime because Lori Hurt, the coach / president of the team, she was saying that the referees weren't protecting her kids and this, this, and that, so they wanted to call the game. And then after the game, she said she wasn't going to pay the referees because they didn't do their job. Bitch, I did my job for a whole half. You're going to pay me for the half. You might not pay me for the whole game, but you're going to pay me for half. And you're going to pay me something because we was out here in this sun doing whatever. Y'all kids just suck. You don't want to face every time somebody get hit on their team. Helmet to helmet. She screamed helmet to helmet on every damn tackle. Oh, she's white as a motherfucker. The Lori Hurt. Come on, her name is Lori Hurt.
That's white. I mean, I didn't know what that was. So.
The Hurt Family, that's their real name. Mm. And she's, she's just unbearable. You see Coach Mo and...
She's
definitely giving women a bad name in sports because last year she was like a parent in the stands and was like, her husband is the head coach, which is their team.
Oh, and their child is on the team.
Well, they had a kid on there. He ain't on there no more. He used to do everything.
He done moved
Justice, up. He's done moved up, yeah. And so she last year she wanted to talk about, she talked shit to her husband like, maybe I should be coaching. So this year she's kind of coaching. But she's not a real coach, but none of the coaches like her because she like she was talking about some calling the game, and one of the coaches was like, what are you doing? She was like, no. He was like, this is football. He was like, that was a clean hit. That was not helping him. He told her, like, actually, it was on the shoulder, but whatever. You know, this is your own coach telling you, like, yo, this ain't right. So, yeah. So the Hurt Family, she writes a 4-page letter to the president of Typha talking about the what happened. Then she lied on the black dude, talking about something he was intimidating to the refs. How is he intimidating? By just being black?
Probably.
Because she never said what he did by intimidating the refs. She was just like, he was very intimidating. He came over to y'all and was like, hey, y'all want to shake hands after the game? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, no, we don't want to shake hands. You know what I'm saying? I mean, then he was just like, y'all want to shake hands? Then he was just like, hey, what kind of mess is this? What kind of sportsmanship y'all teaching the kids? So basically, she kind of lied. Like, so Lori, she caught big time L's. And the Outlaws, we kind of seen Fred and Marikas, Coach Mo, they kind of, you know what I'm saying, beefing. Like, Fred, you know, you the head coach. Marika's your offensive coordinator. He's competent in what he's doing. Let him do what he knows how to do. Quit overstepping your boundaries. Like, Fred, you can't, like, every time, like, and you fucking shit up, you gonna mess around and lose this man, bro. So, Fred need to chill the fuck out. Outlaws rolled again. They beat some team, some War Eagle team from out of Houston, I believe. They beat them up 18-7. There was any more football? Oh, yeah. That was about it. Besides Corey and his president about to fall out. But he already told him that he's going to ride the rest of the season out. Corey won't be back next year. But he might end before then because something's supposed to happen next week where they see some fighting on the sideline. I don't know what team was fighting, but I think a coach was fighting a kid. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting next week. Steel Country, I don't know if it came on or not. It's supposed to came on the 31st, but I didn't see it. What else we watching? See, we got Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Scandal came back. It'll be back on tonight. Yes, I still watch Scandal. Saul Wright made me start watching the show years ago for the Frocast, and he quit. He bailed on me, and I'm still stuck in the Scandal route. So, yeah. But other than that, man, that's about it.
Who you got in the Super Bowl?
Oh, shit! How could I forget that?
I don't know.
Super Bowl 51, people. We got the Falcons versus the Patriots. Vegas got the Patriots favored by 3. Over under is 59 for all you gambling people out there. A lot of prop bets going on. How long Lady Gaga is going to sing or whatever. How many? It's crazy prop bets. How many times they going to mention Tom Brady's suspension during the telecast? Crazy bets. But yeah, I've been going over this back and forth all week about this. I want the Falcons to win, but I want Tom Brady to win too. So it's like, I want LeGarrette Blount to win. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just want to see a good game at this point, but I would really like to see the Falcons win. Okay. Just because, you know, proximity. You know what I'm saying? And then we've seen the Patriots win a lot of Super Bowls, but Tom Brady need number 5. You know what I'm saying? Nah, he need number 5.
Not.
I mean, I hate it had to come in, you know what I'm saying? The Falcons expense, but I mean, I would like to see it. So
I'm pulling for the Falcons.
Pulling for the Falcons. I'll pick a score right here. I'm going to go with 29-25 Atlanta. 29-25 Atlanta. That's where I'm going.
I hope so. We need it. I mean, actually, if the Cowboys was there this year, I would have felt real good.
No, but I wouldn't. I would have been so upset at the Cowboys. I'm glad. I always said the Cowboys are going to lose their first. I said, hey, y'all lose your first playoff game. I'm not even worried about it. I'm not going to talk shit to y'all during this whole season. I let all the Cowboys stuff I just took it all in because I said, I'm going to laugh so hard at that first playoff game.
This is our year, though.
Yeah. So, you know. I ain't even say nothing when we beat the damn Cowboys. So, yeah. So, you said you got Atlanta winning? Score. We need a score.
Thirty-one twenty-four.
That's 55 points. That's the under. She's hitting the under. Okay. 31-24, 29-25. You got Falcons. We both got the Falcons. We're in the Grant.
I got the Falcons.
All right. Falcons, got it on your back, man. Shout out to Mike Vick, man. I saw the little letter he wrote to the city of Atlanta, man. Shit was heartfelt.
All forgiven.
Yeah, man. The shit was heartfelt. Well, he wasn't all forgiven. He was just saying that, you know, he finally got closure. Like, he really thought he was going to be the quarterback of the Falcons when he got out of jail. He was like, he just really thought that. He said, then they drafted Matt Ryan. He was just like. So, yeah, man. So, shout out to Mike Vick. Keep it 100 this week, man. Keep it 100, man. Super Bowl week. Super Bowl weekend. If you have a Super Bowl party,
turn up.
Turn up. Have a good time. And this is the rule. You cannot have a TV smaller than 55 inches if you're hosting a Super Bowl party. That is just a motherfucking rule. Because there is no way you can call yourself having a Super Bowl party with a little-ass TV. Like, niggas got ridiculous. Like, most niggas got a 55-inch TV in their house now. Like, that's, like, standard now. That is, like, you know, your TV's smaller than 55, man. That's a small TV, bro. I'm just going to be real, man. Niggas like Beezy got the 20-inch TVs in their bedroom and shit. Now, Beezy, for real, he said, yo, I'm going to go out and buy a 20-inch TV in my bedroom. I said, you might as well mount your fucking phone on the wall and watch that, nigga. A 20-inch TV? That shit little as hell. So, yeah, man, that's the rules, and you got to have, like, food if you're hosting a Super Bowl party. It ain't a party if niggas bringing shit. Like, that's not a party at your house, nigga. We just watching the game at your house. If you having the TV and you telling, oh, one nigga bring the wings, one nigga bring this, one nigga bring, oh, nigga, we just watching the game at your house, nigga. That's not a party. You can't get no claims on the Super Bowl party. So, Super Bowl party food is what? Wings, chips, dip. If you're in the South, you know, niggas making that Rotel dip. That's like niggas hot. Up North don't know nothing about that shit, bro. That's a Southern shit. Like, you know what I mean? the Rotel, the cream cheese, the beef, or really cheese and beef, and just dip, nigga. That's it. That's easy fucking shit.
And it's delicious.
Yeah, man. Some people make it with turkey. Shout out to Mr. Randy.
Yeah.
My nigga B. Yeah, so you got your dip. I mean, pretty much anything. Sandwiches, the big ass subs and shit. Like
all the finger foods, the little
Smokies. Yeah, finger foods. Lil Smokey, shout out to Slick P, man. That nigga would bring his own Lil Smokies.
Just cook them for me.
Just cook them for me.
Because he going down there and eat the whole
yes,
pot.
Yes, he going to eat all of them. Yeah, man, we used to do Super Bowl party in my house, man. You know, back in the day, man, you know, we used to have a good old time, man. Beezy came through sometime, man. Slick P was always there. You know, as long as there's food, man, we could count on old Slick P to be there, man. But yeah, have fun at your Super Bowl parties. I heard somebody, some chip company was making a bag with a sensor in it. And after you eat your chips, like if you've been drinking too much, you can blow it to the bag and it'll tell you like, yo, you too drunk, nigga, like you can't drive.
That's going to be an expensive ass bag of
chips.
Nah,
I think it's going to be cheap, really, really. Like it ain't going to, you know, it's going to have like a little, you blowing the bag. But then people's like, yo, if you got to do that, nigga, you know you too drunk. Like, why the fuck would I blow into a chip bag to see if I'm drunk? Yes, I'm drunk if I'm blowing into a chip bag. Oh, man, that would be dope, though. So, yeah, man. So, keep 100 this week, man. Keep your Super Bowl parties, man. Keep it safe. Have a night. Hey, you can't listen. Oh, yeah. And you got to have, like, HD TV, nigga. Like, if you got motherfucking Super Bowl party. You can't have Super Bowl party your shit motherfucking fuzzy, nigga. Like, hell no, nigga. No, man. So, yeah. That's about it. Have adequate seating. Like, I don't... You know, then you can't, like, your seat can't be the best seat in the house and then every other seat fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You know, house man get his seat. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Winners this week, do you have a black business that you would like to shout out? Any black business? Somebody online, anything? Because I could think of one. Let me look it up.
Can you?
Let me look it up real quick.
Hit up my boy Linus in Savannah, Georgia. Got them t-shirts for you. Birthdays, RIPs, all that good stuff.
Ooh.
Nigga from Savannah doing my baby birthday shirt. He does really good work.
Oh, okay.
Did shirts for my aunt passing.
September. I mean, does he have an Instagram or something like that? I mean,
he got a Facebook page.
How do you get in touch with this guy, man? People might want to buy shirts. I mean, they don't buy our shirts, but I'm lying.
I mean, your shirts ain't got their face on it or whoever.
Hey, man, we can make one for you. Just let me know. I guess all right on the design and as fast as like that.
Linus Harris.
Facebook. Check him out. He do shirts.
He paint cars, shoes, anything you design, could think of. He's an artist, and he does all of the graphics and stuff. But it's Linus Harris. From Savannah, Georgia, the realest city up in this. No? You don't think so?
No.
While you getting that together, I got a shout out for my oldest brother. Today is his birthday. That's my motherfucking dog, my drinking partner. If I ever get in any trouble, I know who to call. But I keep my nose clean, but you know.
Okay. My black business this week, I'm supporting this out of Horn Lake, Mississippi. It goes under the name of AA Media and Consulting, LLC. Hit these guys up for all your media and consulting needs, whether you need some advertising, graphics, whatever you need. My buddies down there will take care of it for you, man. You can get in touch with these boys at 601-884-0125. Hit them up. Tell them King Germ sent you, man. Yeah. And let's see. That's my winners. My loser this week, man. I'm gonna have to go with all these people that's going crazy over Beyonce, bro. Like, y'all gotta understand. Beyonce got a hold on y'all. Like, Beyonce say shit. Y'all niggas do this shit. Beyonce, I mean, that shit weird, bro. Like, she got. Like, yo, like, Beyonce followers, then they will argue you down. Like, you know, they will talk, like, they crazy, man. Like, yo, Beyonce fans are the craziest people on the planet. Because
they're sick.
They crazy. There's something wrong. Like, Beyonce touches them in a way that, that I don't understand. Like, yo, like, this shit is wild. Like I was saying, man.
They all can be members of cults, because that's what it is.
Yeah, because it's like Beyonce, like, she is a cult. And the people that follow her, like, yo, they crazy. Tell my girls, talking about something, they must have twins.
And they don't understand how dumb that sound, though.
But how could you, can't control, unless you got money, you can't control you going to have twins or not. Like,
half of them can't even buy lunch tomorrow, but you worry about having twins.
This shit is like, they don't understand the people in Hollywood, the new trend now is to have multiple babies. Pharrell just had triplets, now Beyonce having twins. Like, come on now. Like, let's be real here. We all know this shit ain't, like, niggas just not having.
And it ain't normal.
That's what I'm saying. So now all these people have.
Just like a dog. Just how many titties you got, that's how many babies you have. You got more than two, you already know something else was going on. Yeah. But if Beyonce couldn't just have that Blue Ivy child, you say 6 years ago?
Yeah, five, six.
Then you already know somebody had to do something to help her have these. She had to get something.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is, oh, God. Yeah.
So people don't know no better, so you got
to
help.
Yeah, but these Beyonce fans, man, they need help, man. They need help, man. Because it's like, it's just one thing to like her music. Because
I like her music.
But when she, like, y'all start, like, living because she doing stuff because she said, like, that shit is nuts, bro. Like, I love Outkast to death. You know what I'm saying? But it's not, it's like, I mean, I love a lot of niggas' music, but it ain't, I'm just not going to start like, yo, this nigga said it, so, you know, they just.
But she ain't got no life, that's all. I mean, you got to have enough things going on in your world that you can like stuff, you can admire things, but you don't have to try to live like these other people. But that's what's wrong with today. So many people want to be Hollywood. Everything that people do on TV, you want your life is not fulfilled unless you're doing the same thing that these people doing. And half of the stuff they're doing make it made up. Mm-mm-mm. But, you know, everybody got to have dreams.
Yep. Damn. But, yeah, man, Beyonce fans, man, get y'all shit together, man. It's like.
Y'all... I want to have twins. Yeah. What you going to do about that?
Man, I can't do nothing about it. I mean, we got twins. Our kids look alike.
No.
Yeah, like I said, they're twins.
They 2.5 years apart.
Nah, nobody has to know that.
As big as your son is, I think we're going to have to make that distinction.
They're actually twins. Like the ones around the corner.
Yeah, they don't look nothing alike. They look alike, but they don't look like twins. Yeah, you just think they're brother and sister.
Yeah, exactly. And you think she the oldest, but she the youngest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, you got any winners and losers this week? Like you said, your winner was your Black Business. Any losers?
No losers, really.
Oh, okay.
I don't think.
Shout-outs. You got any shout-outs, man, since you ain't got no losers?
I gave a shout-out to my brother, AJ. It's his birthday. We going to ball all the way to February 28th. That's how we do. Got the shortest month, so you got to go hard.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yeah, man. Shout-out to B-Eazy. His birthday was yesterday, man, February 1st.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, man. He went, you know, he don't care nothing, but, you know.
Your nigga now, birthday tomorrow.
Who?
Now.
Oh, not now, but that man, he lead the league in knots on his head, boy. That nigga have black eyes.
Looking like Rockman.
That's the toughest little kid in the world, man. I'm telling you, man. They don't make him like that tomorrow. No more. They don't make him like that no more, man. And he light skinned people. Like
he's on a flight of steps. Damn near half of his mama getting taken to the people.
Oh, shit. Mm. Yeah, man. Jay, got a little family, man. So, when next Savannah trip? That's a running joke we got here, man.
Hopefully, I can get down there sometime this month.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Once I get some tax money.
Oh, listen to you. Oh, tax money people, y'all better file them damn taxes for the government. Shut the fuck down. Y'all don't get that. I'm trying to get mine in.
Get it in.
But the government shut down, nigga. They already telling niggas they holding their money to February the 15th and shit.
Hey, it's all good. President Trump.
Yeah, man.
Gots to love him.
The Cheeto in chief, man. But yeah, man, people, man, any more shout-outs, man, shout-out to BZ Saul Wright, GQ Blue, Short T.
I said it, Short T.
Okay. Ruler Myself, man, Pebby J, Dr. Abrasive, shout-out to Big James, bitch, man. Shout out to Gerard. Shout out to who else? Anybody else listen to the show, man? Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. That's about it, man. I'm short on the shout out list, man. That's about it, yeah, man. Yeah. No more shout outs. You ain't got no shout outs? No, you already did the shout outs. Yeah. All right, people, man. This is the Frocast episode number 242. I am King Germ sitting in with Queen Germ. And you know how to reach us, Nappy Afro on Instagram if you want to see the ladies, Frocast on Instagram if you just want to look at the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr. I think it might be Nappy Afro, I don't know what it is. The network is just broad, man. We got watching movies and shit. We got it all, man. If you like wrestling and you want to hear a show, it might put you to sleep, but it might keep you up because the motherfucker won't change his battery in the smoke detector. Go check out the our wrestling podcast, The Fro Horseman. And you can also leave your comments, concerns, complaints at 347-201-2572. That is the voicemail. So leave a message, shout your hood out, plug your project. We'll play it on the show. And that's about it, man. Like I said, this is King Germ sitting in with Queen Germ. And on behalf of everybody at Nappy Afro, we are out. Peace.
Peace. That was amazing, my voice at that.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com